707 Montel Jordan, Mix 94.9. We're Ray and Karen, man. It's just, you can't look over your shoulder without seeing something Star Wars related.
There really is no escape, and probably won't be for a few months.
I got my Boba Fett coffee creamer from Target in here.
Oh, wow.
So. I fall for it. I'm buying like a box of C-3POs, Cheerios. Mm-hmm. I'm all for it. Market everything.
I agree. I'm with you on that. I thought this was funny, though. The NYPD police department arrested Darth Vader on Monday.
Oh.
He was in Times Square harassing tourists. I love this. They say he was hassling people for tips. No, it's not a tip. You're just asking for money.
Yeah. You're not like a street performer. Like, you're just out there dressed in a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
And you're like, give me money. That's not a tip.
Did he scare away Times Square Elmo? That's what I want to know.
Oh, poor Times Square Elmo.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So
Darth Vader arrested right before the movie premiere. That's got to be embarrassing.
I mean, that gives him some dark side cred, though. I mean, put that on your rap sheet.
Yeah. True.
Arrested by the NYPD. That makes you sound a little more dangerous, I think.
A little bit.
All right. So, of course, the movie is what? 8 days away.
Eight days.
8 days away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cry.
I know you are.
It's going to be bad.
Okay.
I'm just glad you're not going to be there to see it, because then you'd make fun of me.
I would be crying too. It's all right. We'd be there together.
Oh, we should go. You should
get
tickets.
We'll hold hands.
And we hold hands. Yeah. Yeah. I'll be in the middle. I'll be holding your hand and my wife's hand. And I'll just be crying. Chewie's back.
That sounds about right.
All right. So coming up next after Andy Grammer, I had an experience yesterday when I was out and about bringing a whole new meaning to the phrase finger licking good. That's coming up next.
Okay.
Nah, I'm good. Ain't true.
Because average is boring.
Now back to the Morning Misfits on Mix 94.9.
7:13. Hello there. We're Ray and Karen. So yesterday I went out. I'll just say I went to a retail establishment.
All right.
I won't further elaborate than that. But I felt like a big, big high roller because I had cash on me.
Oh, that always makes you feel important.
Yeah. So I was purchasing goods and services with actual money.
Paper money.
Which I never do.
Yeah.
I never have cash on me.
I always use my debit card.
By the way, if you're going to mug me, you're going to be really disappointed. All you're going to get is my debit card. And then, joke will be on you in that case.
Yeah, same here.
So I was paying with cash.
Mm-hmm.
I hand over my money to the cashier. And he goes to give me my change. And as he's opening the drawer, he's having trouble getting the bills separated.
Yeah, especially if they're new, they tend to stick together.
Yeah, so you know, a lot of people might do the thumb lick, like when they're turning a page,
like in a magazine or something. Yeah,
this guy reaches into the cash register and just like, it's almost like he had the world's greatest ice cream cone embedded in his hand, and he just goes, it's like a slur. You remember when the Rock? Like when he'd be punching people in the face, and then on like the last one, he'd lick his hand.
Yeah.
It was like that. Like,
ew.
It was like cartoon dog. Just going.
Like from wrist to the end of his fingers.
All the way up his entire hand to separate these bills. And then he hands it to me, and I'm like, yeah. I'm trying to like make him put it in my wallet.
Yeah. Did he hand it to you with the hand that he licked or the other hand?
It's
you got to think
about
it.
Yeah, the licking, because he's right-handed,
yeah.
So he licks the hand, gets the bill separated, and then hands them to me.
What did you do?
I mean,
because I know you're kind of a germaphobe.
I'm a recovering germaphobe.
Yeah, used to be a lot worse.
Like, I used to not eat after it. Like, mm-hmm. Somebody would be like, here, try a bite of this. Like, are you kidding me? Or here, take a sip of this. No, I've gotten a lot better about it in recent years. And I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
So I put the money in my wallet. And then, as you might see, I have a new wallet today. I had to burn the wallet. I didn't actually burn it, but I had to get rid of the wallet.
Yes.
And now I have a new wallet.
Well, I do like that wallet.
It's a nice wallet, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I had to get a new wallet because once that money was in there, like I used that.
What would you do the money?
I used that to buy the wallet.
So you just like run your wallet open over to like another store and say, take the money out.
I can't. I'm not reaching in there anymore.
Oh, was he doing that with every person? I mean, was there someone in front of you in line?
He wasn't
particularly
busy, so I don't know if that was just a thing, that was a special treat just for me.
That's gross.
It was super gross.
That's really gross.
And I'm just,
I know me, I would have had to have called the store and been like, dude at register 6, is like, you know, going to saliva town. Like, it's just, that's nasty.
I mean, I don't want to get anybody in trouble or anything, but I just can't believe, like, if this guy's worked there long enough and does that, mm-hmm. and it was clearly, like, instinctual to him.
Yeah.
That nobody has said anything.